You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hello, and welcome again to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. I am the host, The Monster, back to give you some sci-fi news for this week. So, what have I been reading, you say? Because I can hear you ask me that question through the internet and things like that. Well, I've been reading Godzilla. Specifically, Godzilla King of the Monsters Parts 1 and 2. And I got this through my library's collection, actually online, the digital collection through Hoopla, which is a great digital service. If your library does not have it, I strongly ask that you tell your librarian to get on the bandwagon and get Hoopla, because they have a great, great collection of comics. And I came across this, and I was deeply moved about how much I loved this. Normally, when I've had, and I've collected comics all my life, and I've had the early versions of Godzilla, they never really got me interested, because I felt like I was watching like the Saturday morning cartoon version of Godzilla with Godzuki. It didn't really grab my attention. But these graphic novels have the look and the feel of what you would see in the movies, and plus, if you know your characters, your kaiju people, they throw them all in there, and I almost dropped the F-bomb, but it's really that good. So I highly, highly recommend that. So a couple of the tidbits of news before I take a quick break. We have the Game of Thrones trailer for season 6 came out, which is going to be premiering on April 24th, which I'm still debating about going back to HBO Go, because honestly, when I paid for that app, that's all I really cared about, was just watching that, and then I stopped watching HBO after that. So we'll see what happens with that. And lastly, we have Supergirl, who has been renewed for season 2, which is great news, because at least because of everything that's going on, that there's going to be another season of Supergirl, so I can at least catch up and watch Supergirl, because I really am really excited, if you can't tell already, about the crossover that's going to be coming up very soon. Now, granted, I'm still stuck on like episode 3 of this show series, but that's because I've been watching a hell of a lot of other good stuff, so I'm like overjoyed that this is now going to go forward, so I cannot complain whatsoever. So, the big three that I'm going to be talking about, Charlie, is going to be the fan film on Darth Maul, Apprentice. I'm going to be talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. / Civil War, and the crossover about, MIB, Men in Black, and 21 Jump Street joining together. So, I'm going to do a quick promotion for the Metal Geeks, which are part of the ESO network, so I'll give them a listen, and then when I come back, we'll get started on the big three topics. Stay tuned.
We are the Metal Geeks Podcast, and on this show, we have heavy metal, comic books, video games, movies, theme parks, and more.
Wait, comics?
Yep.
And movies?
Exactly.
Video games?
Yeah.
Metal?
Of course.
How does theme parks fit in this?
It just does. All of us Metal Geeks can be found at MetalGeeks.net.
At Metal Geeks for Twitter.
Metal Geeks on Instagram.
And Metal Geeks on the Facey Space. You can also find us on iTunes. Subscribe today.
Metal Geeks.
All right, thank you for continuing to listen to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. So let's get into our first topic, which is the Star Wars fan film, which is about Darth Maul. And I'm going to try not to give you a lot of spoilers, but there's not a whole lot of storyline that's going to be revealed other than this is kind of like a final test for Darth Maul to perform in order for him to become the apprentice to Palpatine. And basically, we find the Jedi's, several Jedi's have been lured to this planet, and basically it's Darth Maul's task to take care of business, so to speak. What I liked about this, and what makes more sense, is that when you're doing a fan film, and this is what happens with many other fan films that kind of, they go out with good intentions, but then they kind of miss the mark. Let's give the audience, us, what we love about Star Wars, and focus on that aspect. In this case, lots of lightsaber battles. There's lots of them. There's Darth Maul fighting against about four Jedi's plus a Padawan. So there's not a whole lot of dialogue amongst the Jedi, and Darth Maul doesn't say anything. We just go right into the battle, and that's really very well intentioned. And that's all you care about, because you want to see really good action. The problem lies is that when they try to elaborate a story or try to act with people who are not really actors, then it kind of muddles down and slows down the story. So here is just one. It's a 17-minute short film, which is a perfect length. It gets to the heart of the matter because you really want to see Darth Maul fighting against multiple Jedis, which we haven't seen before. We only saw that the one time in Phantom Menace, which he fought against Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. And it does its job well. It's fantastically shot. It's really spot on with everything, with the makeup and the cinematography. Even the music it's even on mark. So there's nothing wrong, there's nothing bad about what I would not recommend this for. You would definitely need to see this. So if you're listening to this and you're at the download for this section, either my blog or my host site, I encourage you, just go ahead and click on the link and just start watching this immediately. So, again, this is one of those fan films that I'm like, it's done so well, and you cannot not watch this. You really have to see this. All right, so let's begin with the second part of the sci-fi news for this week, in which I will be talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Captain America Civil War. Why is this important? Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just came back on for the second half of the season yesterday, at the time of this recording. And in a couple of months, we're going to be getting Captain America Civil War. Now, for me, and I'm sure for a lot of fans that stuck through the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were really rewarded with, after watching Captain America Winter Soldier, how that storyline developed even further with what the aftermath of not having S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore, which was fantastic. And I love that tremendously. So you would think that when we had Captain America, or not Captain America, so you would think when we had Avengers 2, The Age of Ultron, there was going to be a crossover with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? No. There was a reference in which Coulson says, get on the horn, call the Avengers, because they were locating Loki's scepter. Okay. And then, again, Avengers 2 happened. Somehow, during that storyline, Nick Fury went to Coulson and said, hey, can you help me out? I need a helicarrier. I gotta save some people. And Coulson said, yeah, sure, I'll lend you a hand. And there he is. You get the helicarrier. He saves people. Da-dum, boom. Next episode. And that's how you do it. All done. That was it? Seriously? That was your only connection, how it's all connected to together with the MCU universe. Screw this. I was really, really, really mad about this. So, now that we have Civil War coming up, talk about redemption. They better get their act together, because if nothing happens with this connection to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the new Avenger and a new Captain. Sorry, it should be actually Avengers 2.5, not Captain America, but it's Avengers 2.5. If there is no connection, if there is no Coulson, I thought he was dead kind of moment, then I'm done with the series. So regardless of whatever they're going to be doing with Inhumans, I am done. So they have a couple of months to get their act together. But here's a couple of things that I saw from last night's episode on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which made me think they may or may not even do this. So I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but the opening shot has the Earth in the background, and it pulls back to your inside of a spaceship, and as it pulls further back, you see droplets of blood, globs floating in space, and there's a cross on a chain just kind of lingering in space, and then there's an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. person that looks to be injured. But it said this took place 3 months in the future, which is kind of more or less what's going to happen with the Civil War timeline. Now, if that's what they're going to allude to, in which something's going to happen with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Civil War, fine. You sign me up, I'll go along for that adventure. But then, the next scene after that, Coulson meets with the president, in which he still wants to keep S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of like on a down low. Not that kind of down low, but basically like Black Ops. It's off the books, it does not exist. And basically they're saying that people have a short-term memory, but they still haven't forgotten about what had happened with the helicarrier crashing down all around people, so they don't want to deal with S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, fine. But really, you really got to put Coulson into the mix in Civil War. Even if nothing else will say, hey, I thought you were dead. That kind of moment. I want to see that. So, make it happen, Marvel. Make me believe that you know what you're doing. All together. Alright, so let's get into the last, but not least, sci-fi bit of news, which is going to be the crossover of 21 Jump Street and Men in Black. Okay. Sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode, doesn't it? Scooby-Doo meets the Harlem Globetrotters, or Batman and Robin, or Kiss! John Cena! So it's I think if they're going to be doing this in that kind of vein, okay. I'm not really crazy about the idea, especially for a live-action movie to be doing this, for starters. But I talked about before, there have been crossovers in comics, so there have been like crossovers in animated series, like the X-Files appearing on The Simpsons. That happens. Or crossing over Family Guy and The Simpsons. So, why not? If it's funny enough, and I like both actors, Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum, they're both great actors, and I enjoy their performances a lot in the first Jump Street movie. Second one, not so much, but, you know, we'll see what happens. It just seems a weird thing at this stage to revive Men in Black, but you know, I enjoy that whole animated series when it first came out, so I'm just hoping that they were able to explore other letters of the alphabet. You know, there could be Agent I or Agent P. Well, not P, like Agent P from Perry the Platypus, and you know, that just some agent named P, that's all. So all right, I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll report more later if I hear anything new about that. But again, it just seems kind of like a weird mix. That's all. So, all right. So, I'm going to leave it at that for this week. I will be back next week to give you some more sci-fi news. Again, you can follow me on various social media networks like Instagram. What do I have on Instagram? I have lots of pictures of origami that I want you to have. So again, if you like any of those origamis that you see on my account, All you got to do is just email me at monstersci-fi-show, all one word, at gmail.com, and I'll get your information that way. Again, it's free to you. All you got to do is just let me know who you are. Find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. Find the show on iTunes, on Stitcher, and of course the ESO Network. I'm also listed there. So, thank you again for listening to the Monster Sci-Fi Show. Sci-fi, from a certain point of view. Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.